Every day, Bill Frank...
We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only.
...talks with the best guests in America about business.
You mean business?
Monkey business?
Are you ready to get down to business?
All right! Everybody's here and that means we can get down to business.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
The entertainment capital of the world.
What kind of entertainment?
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Sports.
Game on.
A grueling test of strength, speed, and stamina.
Wow, just like in the pros.
And the local community.
The rage in local radio.
Find out what's going on locally.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time now for the Bill Frank Radio Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA. Now, here's your host.
Bill Frank.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. You can also hear me streaming over the internet at brainstorminonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. The Bill Frank Show is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 289-1520. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-289-1520. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his or her perspective on one of these topics. My next guest gives the definitive indictment against President Obama's presidency as he explains how President Obama is waging war on the Republic. We'll discuss his latest book, The Great Destroyer. David Limbaugh is a lawyer, nationally syndicated columnist, and Creators Syndicate political commentator, and author of 2 New York Times bestsellers, and I'm sure soon to be 3 New York Times bestsellers. His latest book, his book just before this was Crimes Against Liberty, an indictment of President Obama. His latest book is titled The Great Destroyer, Barack Obama's War on the Republic. David is the brother of talk show host Rush Limbaugh. He lives in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, with his wife and children. Joining us on the phone. Hi, David. How are you today?
Good. How are you, sir? Thanks for having me.
I am doing terrific, and thank you for returning to the show. I greatly appreciate it. So let me lead with a question that I asked you when you last appeared on my show. Do you see President Barack Obama as a one-term president?
Yes, most emphatically so, especially even more so now.
Well, what makes you so definitive about that?
Mainly because I can't countenance the thought of him being reelected and the country going down the tubes, to be frank, but beyond my psychological inability to accept that possibility or probability, I believe that he now has a record that he has to run on, as much as he tries to obfuscate and distort and make it about anything but his record. He can't run from his record. He can't hide from his record. And we see what happened in the 2010 congressional elections, which were largely a referendum on him. We saw what happened with Scott Walker and the unions in Wisconsin, which were at least in a strong part, a large part, a referendum on him and his policies. And he is no longer, I think, able to fool people. The economy's terrible. We're driving into bankruptcy. Federally, we're undermining our national security, our social values, our energy independence. I think people are attuned to what's going on more than they have been. I know we hear that a lot of ignorance out there and apathy. Yes, the dependency class has expanded. He's even affirmatively expanded food stamps, trying to incentivize some states to expand the rolls and rewarding them for doing it, increasing the percentage of people dramatically who are no longer paying income tax. It's gone up from 46-something percent now to 49.5%. Almost half the people aren't paying income tax. And so, yes, he wants to pit people against people and the haves and the have-nots and the African-Americans versus the whites and the LGBT versus the straights and the women versus the men and every other conceivable identity politic by political dichotomy. I think that it's not going to work. I think ultimately pocketbook issues matter to people. They see what's happening to the country. They see what's how our values are being undermined. They see too how our Constitution is being undermined, and they see behind the veil that he is not the man he portrays himself as being. He's not the uniter. He's a petty narcissist who acts in an unpresidential way, who won't accept responsibility for his actions, who is even blaming President Bush after 3+ years for his for the effects of his own policies. Hmm. So it's really it's a wholesale, broad-based indictment, and this is a comprehensive account that I've chronicled in The Great Destroyer.
Well, you certainly have. And the way you described it just there, David, it sounds like a classic divide-and-conquer strategy that he's using for the campaign. Divide groups against one another and then try to conquer them. My guest is David right. Limbaugh. David, you know, throughout your book, you assert that President Obama wages war on certain factions. You break out the war on America, the war on culture and values, the war on energy. Here's where you and I diverge just a little bit on this point. To wage a war, one needs a leader. One needs a general. President Obama, by virtue of being elected president, is the leader of the Democratic Party. But, you know, what leadership has he exhibited during the first 3.5 years of his presidency?
Oh, thanks for teeing that up for me. I actually think that it's a myth that he's not the leader. He is a big idea guy. He doesn't want to bother with details. When you look at the Gulf oil spill, he says, just plug the damn hole. That's his approach to policy. He doesn't want to be bothered with details. He doesn't want to attend a budget committee meeting, commission meeting that he constituted and organized. He wants to go play golf, but he wants his policies adopted, and he's dictatorial about it. And he is not to be denied. He's ideologically incorrigible. He ramrodded through Obamacare, cheated, bribed, did everything he could to get that through because he is so hell-bent and singularly focused to get it done. He had the stimulus passed. He seized on that crisis. He's been trained in community organizing and radical politics, and so he knows how to organize groups and get people to assist him to organize groups. He is leading us. He's in the driver's seat, taking us over the financial cliff to bankruptcy, and he's single-handedly blocking entitlement reform, and we have a 2 to 3 year window to structurally reform entitlements, according to Paul Ryan, who's consulted experts that say the bond market will go south, interest rates will go up, the dollar will become devalued, and we won't be able to turn this around because we've got unfunded liabilities to the tune of almost $100 trillion. We're amassing them to the tune of $10 trillion a year. We, in the meantime, on discretionary spending, he claims that he has stabilized, he and Geithner claim they've stabilized the economy. They're not adding a dime to the national debt over the next 10 years. And it turns out, by their own figures, they're adding $7 trillion and over the next 10 years. The CBO rescored it. It's closer to $10 trillion, which means an average of $1 trillion a year. These are his own budgets. The chalkboard that he created, he didn't even aspire to a balanced budget. And then at the end of that 10 years, as Paul Ryan says, it shoots directly up. And Geithner says, yes, it does, because we're not going to go along with your plan on entitlements because it discriminates against the seniors and against the middle income and poor people. And Ryan says, no, it doesn't. We specifically protect those groups, especially in my plan. And not only that, but you have not offered any tangible plan in response, so it's completely irresponsible. He's not even offered a plan. He has not, and now here you go, he has not exercised the leadership to get the Senate to produce a budget, his own party in the Senate to produce a budget after 1,100 and something days. But that's leadership, too, leadership of non-action, because he doesn't want a budget to which he can be held to account. And I could go on and on and on.
Well, I want to stick on the economy, David, if we can. My guest is David Limbaugh, author of the new book, The Great Destroyer, Barack Obama's War on the Republic. And let's do a deep dive on this, because in your last answer, you said Paul Ryan showed that the economy is going to start to turn south. And one of the first places that it's going to start to turn south is in the bond market. The 10-year yield right now is at a nearly all-time low of 1.57%, which, for those people who are not financially attuned, that is almost an historic low for the 10-year yield. That means that people who invest in our country for 10 years are getting a measly 1.5% return on their investment, which is just a future indicator of what the country is going to look like in 10 years. So let's just recap here. President Obama ran on hope back in 2008 to sort of turn this economy around. But 3.5 years later, unemployment is at 8.2%, higher than when he took office. There are signs of inflation and deflation simultaneously right now, which is very frightening to us. And as you pointed out, our national deficit has ballooned to 15 $1 trillion. That's trillion with a T. So give us some examples on President Barack Obama's war on the economy, if you will, please.
Well. Now, wait. It's $16 trillion. It's gone up $5 trillion just since he's been in office, and it will go up $6 trillion before the end of his first term. And if you extrapolate it out, it could be up to $26 trillion. Some people say by 2022, and that's under rosy financial projections. If you listen to Jim Pethakoukas, who writes for Reuters, and I think he's with the competitive,
he's with the American Enterprise Institute. AEI. Yes.
So he says if there was just a slight change in interest rates, you could be $5 trillion debt more. And so also, in addition to that, we are in the worst recovery since World War II. Obama talks about the recovery. We in every other recovery since World War II, after 4 years, we had gotten to a place better than where we started. With Obama, the recession, Bush, started in December 2007. Now, in December 2011, we are worse off, demonstrably, substantially worse off than we were before. He promised, as you just alluded to, that we would keep unemployment below 8% if we implemented his stimulus. We've been hovering between 9 and 10. Now we're finally down a little above 8. The stock market has finally stabilized after being very volatile. And actually, it's gone back down again. Now it went up again, I think, as a result of the Wisconsin elections. That's just my personal opinion. Can't prove that one. But he's, as I said, he's not doing anything on the anything for entitlement reforms. I mean, and we've got the economy in a permanent, almost recessionary state. We are not creating jobs. If you'll notice, private sector jobs are literally shut down. It's only got the government sector, not literally, but close to shut down. The only growth we're seeing is in the public sector to speak of. He promised that he would save or create 3.5 million jobs. In fact, he lost 4.1 million jobs, giving us a job deficit from what he promised to what he produced of $7.6 trillion, according to the Heritage Foundation. So, I mean, it just doesn't get much worse than this. And I believe because he's going to have to run on his record, he can't run and hide from what the record shows.
Well, David, let me ask you this as a clarifying point, if I can. Is this a result of action on the part of the president, or are these all unintended consequences of a rather amateurish economic policy?
Well, I don't think it's amateurish. They teach Keynesian economics in the schools, in all the schools, except perhaps the Chicago market-based type schools. They teach that pump priming government spending creates a multiplier effect. I minored in economics in the 70s, and they were teaching it back then. They're still teaching it. Some of these people are so radical and ideologically pure that they take the position that if you spend federal money on paying a ditch digger to dig a hole and then refill it, it's going to create jobs. These people are so fanatical, they say that unemployment benefits are going to create jobs by creating a multiplier effect or increasing food stamps. I've got that in my book, The Great Destroyer, quoting the people in his administration who took those absurd positions. And what happens is this position is doesn't take account into effect the fact that when you spend this kind of money that we don't have, you smother the private sector, you prevent private sector growth, you tinker with market forces, and you completely skew the market and close down. The government sucks up all the oxygen out of the private sector, and you have no growth. But this is not amateurish. This is the result of a liberal socialistic ideology, and they believe that even if it doesn't do well, and even if we do create a lot of debt and don't create jobs, we're gonna double down and do it again with Stimulus Junior. We spend $868 billion on Stimulus Senior. We're going to do the American Jobs Act, $447 billion, and we're going to have a $50 billion high-speed rail. Notwithstanding the fact that it doesn't work in Europe and it's a miserable, demonstrable failure in California. Yeah, I think it's amateurish in the sense that it's totally Paul Krugman-esque and lopsided and foolish. But there are so many eggheads who subscribe to these notions and who still say the reason we haven't grown the economy is because we didn't stimulate it enough. We didn't put enough money in it. Even Henry Morgenthau, or whatever his name was, the Secretary of the Treasury under FDR, and I quote him in the book, says, after 8 years, we spent all this money. We spent more money than we've ever spent, and we haven't created any jobs, and we're in unbelievable debt. Well, Obama is unteachable, and he's incorrigible, and so he doesn't even learn. As I said, he wants to double down. So, but he's got a lot of professors who are backing him who think that the only way you can stimulate an economy is by government prodding. He gives his Osawatomie speech saying the private sector can't do it. It's on its own. It's got to be done at the behest of and wisdom of government in partnership with business at the very least. And so he doesn't have any confidence in the free market to do it on its own. It has to be initiated by government. So that's what he believes, and a lot of people believe it.
My guest is David Limbaugh, author of the new book, The Great Destroyer, Barack Obama's War on the Republic. David, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Great Destroyer?
I want them to be apprised of the devastating impact of his policies on a wide spectrum of issues, on our national defense, on our economy, on our financial stability and integrity, on our social values, on our energy, domestic energy, all our reliable energy sources. He's conducting an aggressive, affirmative war to shut them down in favor of some green fantasies that do not work, and throwing billions of dollars in corrupt projects, in incestuous projects with his cronies in government and in the environmental movement. And I want people to get a comprehensive view, a record of what he's done in a current history that's very current, and it's very comprehensive, and it's a one-stop shop to understand what Obama's done, you know, where since the summer of 2010, where my book Crimes Against Liberty left off. It's kind of a sequel. And I just want people to be apprised, because when you look at the cumulative impact all in one place of what he's done, it's breathtaking. And I've been told that by veteran journalists in Washington who keep up with this stuff every day. They're astounded when they look and when they read this book and see everything that he's done. They've forgotten half of it. They can't believe some of the depth I've gone into. I'm not bragging about that. I'm just saying I set out to recreate a comprehensive account of what he's done, and I hope that I've achieved it.
And you've certainly done that. My guest has been David Limbaugh, author of the book The Great Destroyer, Barack Obama's War on the Republic, available in bookstores now. David, thanks for returning to the show. I greatly appreciate it. We'll have you back in the future. We'll talk to you
Thank
down the
you
road.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Take care.